The United States, the Democratic Party's presidential candidate, Joe Biden, has accused President Donald Trump of deliberately encouraging violence for raw political advantage. In his first major speech since last week's Republican National Convention, he said Mr. Trump's campaign was built on fear and division. Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams reports from Washington.
For the past few days, Donald Trump has dominated the airways, warning a Biden presidency would lead to a dark and dangerous America dominated by anarchists and socialists, and that violence in cities like Portland and Kenosha would spread across the nation. Speaking from Pittsburgh, Joe Biden reminded Americans if there was a problem with violence, it was happening on Donald Trump's watch, not his.
Fires are burning and we have a president who fans the flames rather than fighting the flames. But we must not burn. We have to build. This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it.
Joe Biden accused the president of siding with white supremacists and vigilantes and said the president's law and order mantra was aimed at diverting attention from his failure to contain COVID-19.
Donald Trump looks at this violence and he sees a political lifeline. Having failed to protect this nation from the virus that has killed more than 180,000 Americans so far, Trump posts an all caps tweet screaming law and order to save his campaign.
Joe Biden's pitch for the presidency is built on reuniting a divided nation.
I'm in this campaign for you, no matter your color, no matter your zip code, no matter your politics. When I think of the presidency, I don't think about myself. It isn't about my brand. It's about you, the American people. We can do better, and we have to do better. And I promise you this, we will do better.
But even before Joe Biden delivered his presidential takedown, Donald Trump's press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, was busy explaining why the president liked a supportive tweet about the 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, charged with murdering two protesters and injuring another in Kenosha.
He just wanted to bring some attention to some of the details that aren't as well known in that case, that the individual was being attacked and that one of the individuals who arrived on the scene did have a gun.
The president is travelling to Kenosha in Wisconsin despite pleas from the governor not to come. He has no plans to meet with the family of Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back seven times by a Kenosha policeman. He will visit police from that city and survey the damage caused during the protests. The contrasting messages on the big V's of this campaign, violence and the virus, could hardly be more different. But it's far too early to call which is resonating the most effectively amongst those who will bother to vote. This is Philip Williams in Washington, reporting for AM.